My next guest here in the studio is Denny Maher from Fiducia Private Wealth Management. Fiducia is our program sponsor, and it's absolutely fantastic to have Denny here in the studio. We should say up front that anything we discuss is general in nature and not to be taken as personal advice. Denny, welcome to the King Review.
Thanks, Gavin. It's good to be here.
Thanks for coming in. Look, there's so much happening on the share market. There's so much happening with uncertainty, I think, in general. So I think it's more important than ever to chat to someone like you, and we will do that regularly. But first, for listeners, give us a bit of a rundown of your career and a little bit about Fiducia and what you do and your history here in Cairns.
Okay, well, family's been in Cairns for a very long time, fourth or fifth generation, but I've been in financial services now for 25 years, seen a lot of change, and in 2011 I had the opportunity to set my own practice up, and I wanted to do that free of any conflicts of interest and free of any institutional ownership. And I guess the writing was on the wall for the likes of AMP with the Hayne Royal Commission. Thankfully, I'd set a model up in 2011, so several years before that, that works purely on a fee-for-service basis, fully transparent. So I felt was necessary because people are trusting you with their biggest assets.
And you do a lot. I think Fiducia does a lot for the Cairns community as well, which I also always love. And being a multi-generational family, the Maher family here in Cairns, that's really great to see. We turn now a little bit about to, I guess, the type of advice and guidance that Fiducia provides. There's been a hell of a lot of publicity all around the world about some crazy things happening on the share market, and we don't want to get too sort of down in the weeds of daily movements and things on the stock market. But you look at the whole GameStop phenomenon that happened in the US, a completely different scenario, of course, here in Australia. But Afterpay, I guess, is a case study in this new type of investing, if you like, or the new type of movement on the market. Talk a little bit, if you can, about, I guess, the different type of shares and how that relates to Fiducia. You know, people talk about growth shares, they talk about value shares. Give us a bit of a rundown how that all works.
Yeah. Sure. Well, essentially, first up, the advice that we give isn't necessarily about markets. The advice that we give is, it's personal. It's about delivering reliable lifestyle outcomes for people, and typically that's into retirement and beyond. Obviously, we need a vehicle to invest in to derive income from, and we invest across the whole gamut of markets from property, listed property, shares. But we always focus on fundamentals and on quality. And that's not just in direct investments, but also through the choice of fund managers and the like. And you mentioned the whole GameStop phenomenon, showing my age, but I remember back to 99, 2000, when we had the whole technology bubble happened in markets, both here in the US and globally. And some managers that didn't participate in that, and one that springs to mind is Anton Tagliaferri at Investors Mutual, was widely criticised for investing in the old economy and not investing in this new world. And he invested in things like Telstra and Brambles and Orica, and his fund has stood the test of time, where a lot of those other funds that were technology-based have gone by the wayside, as have companies that had no real prospects of earnings. They didn't have a business plan. They had good technology, but it's never come to fruition. And we're seeing a little bit of that today. The GameStop thing was a little bit different, but Afterpay is a good example. Afterpay has not made a profit.
And just for listeners, so Afterpay is this whole buy now, pay later, and they've been an absolute rocket on the ASX. I mean, they've just gone absolutely gangbusters. Yeah, like you said, there's no fundamentals in a business like Afterpay. I mean, what sort of profits are they making compared to some of the, you know, some of these other traditional companies?
Yeah, well, Afterpay still has not made a profit. Its share market value is, they now capitalized at a higher value than, and I'll use Amcor as an example. Amcor is a very successful global company listed here in Australia, and it makes $1 billion annual profit after tax, and Afterpay, who's not made a profit, is now currently valued as a more valuable company.
That's insane. It's absolutely insane. What type of, I guess, if people aren't sure where to go or what to do with their money, and I guess at any age, really, it's not just a retirement thing. What's your advice if they were to come and see Fiducia? What's your advice to them? How do you work with them? Is there like an introductory sort of chat? How does that all work?
Yeah, sure. So we try and get an understanding of what a person's objectives are, both financial and lifestyle, and then we try and facilitate that through the appropriate tax structures, the appropriate investments, with the right level of risk. So typically someone retiring, and I had someone this morning, a new client, they don't get another bite at the cherry in terms of work. So they need to invest in things that can deliver an outcome from an income perspective, and to do that reliably. So we get an understanding of what income people need, or in a younger person's case, you know, what sort of time frames they've got to say pay off a house, or what the education needs for the family. So it's taking into account all of those types of objectives, and then bringing that down to a strategy that we can be held accountable to. So there's accountability both ways is a big part of planning.
And I think, as I said, given the uncertainty in the world on so many levels, I think getting that professional advice is more important than ever. Denny Maher, it's been fantastic to have you in the studio. Look forward to chatting to you about all of these issues and more going forward. Don't forget, you can log on to the Fiducia website, fiducia.net.au. You can call into the office there on Spence Street. But look them up on the web. That's probably the best way to get in touch. Denny Maher, thanks so much for being on The King Review.
Looking forward to doing it again. Thanks, Gav.